Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord for your being able to find time in your schedule to share these next few minutes together. Praise God. And I was sharing a passage out of the fourth chapter of John, and the point of that particular passage in the fourth chapter of John was Jesus ministering to the Samaritan woman at the well, and he felt it was important just to reach out to one person. He was tired, he was thirsty, and yet he told his disciples when they came back, was to do the Father's will, and that is indeed what we have been called to do. And as a result of his obedience to his Father, there was revival in that city of Samaria because of his ministry to this one person. So you never know what, in terms of eternal significance, what your acts of obedience will result in eternally and in the long run, in terms of God's kingdom and in terms of bringing glory to Jesus. Praise God. Let me now share a passage found in Luke, the 15th chapter, and it was a parable that Jesus was sharing, verses 3 to 10. And he spake this parable unto them, saying, What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness, and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, and saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Either what woman, having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle, and sweep the house, and seek diligently till she find it? And when she hath found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together, saying, Rejoice with me, for I found the piece which I had lost. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. Praise God. And then another passage I'll share with you found in Matthew, the 18th chapter, verses 11 through 14. And these are the words of Jesus. For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. How think ye? If a man have 100 sheep, and one of them be gone astray, doth he not leave the 99 and go into the mountains and seeketh that which is gone astray? And if so be that he find it, verily I say unto you, he rejoiceth more of that sheep than of the 99 which not went astray. Even so it is not the will of your Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. Praise God. And so we know that it is not God's will that any be lost, that all will come to salvation. For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son into the world, that whomsoever would believe on him would not perish, but have everlasting life. And beloved, that's the eternal significance. People get to choose. They'll have eternal life or they will perish, never being in the presence of God. And so, beloved, we are called to take the Word of God, and we are to deliver to a lost world the message of the gospel of the kingdom, which is the good news. The Word of God will be proclaimed in power through the anointing of the Holy Spirit, through weak vessels like you and me. But that isn't all. God wants to give ourselves to the test of bringing souls to Christ. In Matthew, the 4th chapter, verse 19, he said that he would make us fishers of men. Praise God. And I have a few scriptures to share, but I just want to pause for a minute and just pray. Father, we've been hearing your word. We heard the words of Jesus. We have read passages in scripture that have shown the importance of how you feel about our obedience to the Great Commission. And Lord, we are willing vessels. We ask God that you would make opportunities for every one of us in our own particular circumstances, in our own life parameters, if you will, Lord, that you can make occasions for people that are hungry, that, Lord, you would prepare their hearts, and we could be used of you to either plant seeds or share a testimony, whatever it is that you would have us do. And Father, I pray now for feelings of inferiority or insecurity or inadequacy. Father, those are all lies from the enemy. When it comes to the things of God, we are in no wise ill-equipped or unable to share what God has done for us. There's nothing more powerful, Lord, than our personal testimony. And so, Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for all those who are laying hold of this message that we've shared the last few days, that they desire to please you. They desire to walk in obedience. And Father, we're asking you now to provide the opportunities, ways that we will clearly know you're speaking to our hearts. Doesn't have to be dramatic. Doesn't have to be a roll of thunder from heaven or a lightning strike. But Lord, we will know you are wanting us to obey you and do whatever you place on our hearts. Father, we thank you for this in Jesus' name. For the Spirit of the Lord would say to you, my beloved, you are my child. You are that which I have brought forth out of darkness into the light, the marvelous light of the truth of the gospel. You have partaken of heavenly things, and I have equipped you, and I am equipping you, that you shall be able to speak with the wisdom of God. You shall be able to share what Jesus has done for you, and you will do it without a sense of stress or pressure. It will flow from your heart, because you will be speaking words of truth. And I will prepare the hearts, and be not concerned at how a person may respond, because whether it is planting seeds, whether it is watering the seed that has been planted by others, or whether it is harvesting the fruit of that growth, all of you together, working, my body together in the earth, are doing a fruitful work, a complete work. One is called to do one task, the other another, but none are greater than the other. Each task, each person is important in the role I play in the lives of my people. So trust the Holy Spirit. I know what I'm doing, says the Lord, and He will make a way for you. Rest in peace and know that I will fill your mouth with words that will bring glory to your Father and pleasure to my heart, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yes, Lord, we desire that with all of our hearts. Amen and amen. Well, all right, beloved, I said I was going to share a few more scriptures as we bring this message to a close. And I'd like to begin with the first scripture found in James, the 5th chapter, verse 20. Let him know that he that converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. And then a beautiful passage found in Hebrew, the 6th chapter, verse 10. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have shown toward his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints. That's one thing, to encourage the saints, and do minister to those who have need, to those who need the words of life. Hallelujah. And then in the 4th chapter of the Gospel of John, verse 36, he that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. You see, there's that principle. We each play our part. Sometimes we want to see, well, if we're, you know, sowing a seed, we want to see the whole end results. Well, we may not do that until eternity, but that's okay. By faith, we know that what we do is significant and important, or otherwise the Holy Spirit would not ask us to do it. So let's keep a perspective and know that obedience is all that matters. And then in 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, verse 58, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." Isn't that precious? Praise God. He can take what we feel are our weak efforts and multiply them in ways that we could not even imagine. Hallelujah. And then a final scripture I'll share with you, Galatians 6 and 9. And that relates to us in our daily walk as well as in our ministry for Christ, however that, whatever form it takes. "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." And that passage is for a few of you that are listening. You are have been weary, but it says very clearly, you are going to reap. You're not going to faint. And Father, if anyone's getting near a fainting spell, Lord, I rebuke it in Jesus' name. And I lose strength and a refreshing and the ability to persevere and endure in the name of Jesus. We give you the glory for it and thank you for it. Amen and amen. Praise God. And he brought him to Jesus. That's what we're going to do. We're going to bring others to Jesus and see what God will do in and through us. To Jesus be the glory. Praise God. Well, beloved, it's been good to share this small, and you know, it may not be very dramatic, but it's an evangelistic message to get us stirred and spurred on in the work God has called us to do. I thank you for joining me, and then tomorrow we're going to start off on a different tangent to address perhaps one of the reasons why we don't respond as the Lord would have us respond. The Holy Spirit knows all about it, and he knows all about you, and so Lord willing, if God makes a way for you, we'll see you here tomorrow at the same time, or if you choose, all the broadcasts are on the UCM website, unveilchrist.org. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for your prayers. I love you and pray for you every day. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.